Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. It's Friday. You made it. Sit back, relax. We got a lot of sports to get into for this weekend. Specifically, college football Perloff starts tonight with USC Utah in the Pac-12 title game. And then we've got all types of games on Saturday. Sprinkle a little soccer in. And then Sunday, we have like 5 to 6 great NFL games.
But I have a much more important assignment to start the show.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I have to get you out of this good mood. Ever since the Bills game last night, you've been...
I'm sorry.
A Thursday night game win?
Dancing right on the Patriots season. I am in a very good mood.
You're tap dancing on the carcass of what was the Patriots dynasty.
I don't care. I'm still tap dancing.
You should be more worried about Miami. I need negative, worried Bills fan Maggie. I don't need this. We just won a Thursday night game. I can enjoy the entire weekend. Do you ever hear Miami? I think you ought to worry about them, not Mac Jones.
Well, the Bills hadn't won a division game until last night. So, yes, I'm very aware of who Miami and who the Jets are. But, no, see, I'm so glad you brought this up. We were not going to start with this, by the way. But it feels so good.
Why?
To bury Belichick. Because he tortured the Bills for 20 years. It feels great to bury this team, even if they're a shell of themselves.
I think that's a loser mentality. There should be one goal in Buffalo. It better be that Lombardi trophy.
Well, it is. But this is a nice one on the way. It's a nice little stepping stone on the way to, hopefully, Arizona.
Did you kick his butt last year, too?
Yeah, but, you know, everyone can do it once or twice. Now this is three times in a row. Nobody does that to Belichick. You know what? They are terrible. Can we just stop on the Pats for a second?
Yeah, they're not good.
But how did that happen? I mean,
you're too close. Everybody has seen the Patriots totally crumbling. Every move they've made has been a bad one.
Okay. It's one thing to be mediocre or to not have the horses or whatever. I felt like I didn't watch an inspired Patriots team last night. They didn't feel like they were playing with the same kind of energy or the same kind of urgency that Buffalo was. Like, they just didn't meet the moment. That has never been a Bill Belichick team. And
but is it last 2 years? You're saying it's different than the last 2 years?
I thought this game was just different, even than last week. I thought they played fine against the Minnesota Vikings. I thought they played well. I was expecting that the Bills were really going to get a fight here, and instead they didn't. And it was some silly stuff, too. Like, you get a second down play, right, in the first half, where somehow the Patriots got simultaneously called for a holding penalty and an intentional grounding. How did that happen? You get a fourth down, you're getting a delay a game? Like, these are the things that a Bill Belichick coach team just never did. Whether they were good or bad, and they were always good, didn't have mental mistakes like that.
Well, I mean, look at what happened last week. So they were supposed to fix the special teams, and that wasn't any outstanding thing either. I mean, that's all true, and you're right. There is definitely something that is off with the coaching, which is unbelievable. But look at that roster, Maggie. I mean, that's not good. Your most potent offensive weapon last night was a cornerback.
Which was impressive.
Yeah, and he's awesome, by the way. Big fan going back to Houston. But I don't think they have good players. I think it's hard to get amped up when you were just getting out, man. How many third down, how many times did Josh Allen break their heart last night on third down? 100 in a row? At a certain point, you get deflated.
Okay, but that's all on Belichick, too, because he's picking the players and because he's deciding who's coaching these guys. And to be honest, like, the offensive play calling, I know we've gone back and forth on Matt Patricia and Joe Judge, is a problem. Mac Jones last night gets caught on the sideline. Mac Jones, okay, who doesn't really have a leg to stand on in this league. I know he had a good rookie season, but Mac Jones feeling empowered to scream at the coaches on the sideline last night, and here's what he said afterwards.
Obviously, just kind of let my emotions get to me, but what I said was about throwing it deeper in the short game. You know, I got to execute that part better, but it's the short game that we kept going to, which is working, but I felt like we needed chunk plays, and you know, I shouted that out to kind of get everyone going, and that's emotional. That's football. I'm passionate about this game, and obviously, you don't want to get your emotions, like, you know, get the best of you, but it wasn't directed at anybody, just emotion coming out, and we kind of needed a spark.
I get it. I mean, listen, you're down 24-7. That's when you want to establish the run game and have a short passing drive. I have no idea.
That's when you want to eat clock.
Yeah, that was just outright bizarre. I don't know what Matt Patricia's doing. He obviously should not be the offensive coordinator. Is that where we're landing here?
What I think it's actually a terrible combination. It's not just that I think Matt Patricia is not a good play caller. I don't think Mac Jones is a very good quarterback because he is missing guys. And like, listen, you want to credit the Bills defense? I'm all here for it. But to be honest, I don't know how much you can credit the Bills defense. They got their hands on a couple things. They were meeting guys right at the moment, tackling well, but Mac Jones was straight up missing throws, missing guys.
I know. He does not look good.
No.
And when he had to run around, it was just awkward looking. He's got my mobility. It looked like he was going to trip every time he was trying to scramble. You know, though, the one thing that I will say about Mac Jones, I feel like Kyle Shanahan really wanted him. So there are some good coaches who value Mac Jones.
Well, Belichick's supposed to be a good coach.
No, good offense. Good offensive coaches.
You know,
coaches.
The greatest of all time, probably.
Good offensive coaches, yeah. Like kind of like the Kingsbury. And, you know, he was with Sark at Alabama. Like, I think in the right system, he could be a baller, but this is not. And also, those receivers are not good. The running game's fine, but there's not a lot
Stevenson
of
Stevenson is good. I think Ramondre Stevenson is good, and they have, like, that quick passing game. And quite frankly, like, I think the receivers are totally adequate. Like, they're
what?
Not bad.
They're bottom five in the league.
They're worse than the receivers in Houston? I mean, I don't know.
Bottom five.
Okay.
I mean, listen. What is it? Nelson Aguilar, Kendrick Bourne, and
Devontae
Parker. Yeah, Devontae Parker was floating around. I mean, all those guys are kind of journeymen. By definition, because they've all journeyed all over the place.
I understand it, but I guess I'm just not used to that ever being a factor. Because who was Wes Welker? Who was Julian Edelman? Who were any of these guys?
They were guys catching a football from Tom Brady.
Yep.
So that gets to the, let's get to that issue.
Okay, so this has been basically floating around kind of in the ether for the whole week. And it's not just, you know, two dudes in Worcester having beers. This is maybe not some real reporting, but people talking about a possible Brady reunion with Belichick.
Two guys in Worcester, Mass.
I knew you were
throwing
down
some wicked, throwing out some wicked Sam Adams, and talking about Tom Brady versus Mac Jones versus Bailey Zappi.
That's your Sandler impersonation.
That was a Boston accent. That was actually more of a Worcester, which is a half hour south of Boston. It's a fine distinction.
we picked up on it.
Welcome to Worcester.
Yeah. So let's talk about it. You want to talk about Brady now?
Okay,
let's talk
in a
about
normal
it.
Accent. Yes.
Yes, in a normal accent. Brady going back to New England.
Yeah, tell people the genesis of this sort of rumor.
Okay, so Jeff Howe is a writer for The Athletic, had basically done an article this week about where some big-time quarterbacks could end up next year. And he talked a lot about Brady, and he mentioned a lot of different teams. And then one of them was, don't count out a return, because this is, you know, not about pride. It's not about ego. It's about the fact that these two guys won so much together, and basically that the relationship is still very good between Brady and Robert Kraft, the owner. So could that broker basically a peace treaty between the two?
Yeah, but there's so many problems with this, starting with the talent around him. So I know Tom Brady won with sort of undrafted wide receivers forever, but remember his last year in New England when the talent started to really dip? Like they just hit. He was miserable. So I don't think he's going to want to go back in this situation to throw. I know he does have the running back and the tight end to throw to, but there's got to be somewhere better than this, right? If Tom Brady is going to play till he's 46, he's got to go in a place where he can win immediately. This feels like he's going to be behind the Bills and the Dolphins right away.
You know what? And the Jets. The Jets are a better team than the Patriots right now. So
Brady's up to lose to the Jets.
But still, I mean, okay, we'll talk about the Jets another time. I know Samter wants to, but here's what I would say. This sounds nice, and if this was a sports movie, I'm sure this would be the ending. Like, Brady goes back to New England, they get together, and they all ride off in the sunset together or whatever. This is not a movie, and that's not what's going to happen. What's going to happen is, I think we all agree Brady's going to leave Tampa, right? This would be the last year in Tampa.
Probably.
Well, let's just agree on that premise for now.
Unless he gets to bring in his hand-picked coach or something.
I mean, I don't even know if that would save it. But where Brady, I think, is going to go is going to be San Francisco. And you can say, well, Trey Lance, and they traded all this up to get him. Like, Trey Lance gets to sit on ice. Put him on the back burner for another year, right? As you like to say, that's our sunk cost. It's not going anywhere. To bring Brady in for 1 year, there's so many things about San Francisco that look like Tampa from 2020. Great defense, good offensive line, great weapons, where you turn around and you're like, geez, they really kind of have it all. Brady's hometown team playing for Kyle Shanahan. Like, this to me is all setting up for San Francisco, and I don't really even give Trey Lance a second thought.
What about Jimmy G? He's gone in this.
He's gone too. They can't franchise tag him.
I feel like San Francisco is a team that doesn't need Tom Brady. Like, they're probably going to the Super Bowl this year. Why? If they don't win it, then what's... I get it. Well, is San Francisco better than Tampa Bay? Let me paint this other picture for you. Okay. Tampa Bay, you have Chris Godwin and Mike Evans, a receiver, and you're in the NFC South. Then again, the NFC West again week. I don't know. That's a warm weather city. Why not Miami?
I think the ship sailed after the tampering thing.
You don't think he'd go back to that?
Well, first of all, I think Tua's entrenched now. Okay, you're looking at me funny.
Let's see if Tua survives Sunday.
We'll see what happens.
I just worry about Tua's health. If that does not work out, then Tom Brady may be back to Miami. All these places are much better than New England. I agree with you for your first premise. San Francisco's a great fit. Miami's would be a great fit. Tampa Bay is a much better fit than New England.
Yeah, listen, if he wants to come back to the AFC East, and it's a lot different than when he left. You didn't have the Dolphins that you had to worry. Well, the Dolphins maybe a little. You didn't have fully constituted Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs the last time he was there. You didn't have the Jets with a ferocious defense, who have gotten to Brady in the past when the Jets had a great defense. They gave him trouble. Now you do. I don't think he'd be coming back to the same thing. And even the magic of Brady and Belichick, I don't think it would be enough. So I think, for as much as, you know, the Bill Simmonses of the world and all these Boston people want Tom Brady coming back, it's not happening. He has so many better options than to go back to New England.
Yeah, absolutely. Including TV is still floating out there. I mean, it's not getting any younger, Maggie.
He looks like he is, though.
Well, you're right.
I don't know what to make of that, because I don't know.
There's so many mysteries, too. And why does he keep throwing the ball into the ground? I don't understand that one either.
Who, Tom Brady?
Yeah, what's that? What's all that about? I understand that Mike Evans
is...
Yeah, but he's seen the rush his whole life. Even last year, he has this weird thing where, especially with Mike Evans' targets, where he's throwing it 15 feet in front of him.
Yeah.
Probably because if he throws it over his head, Mike Evans will just quit on the ball. I don't know what's going on there. He's the worst. But, yeah, okay, so he's not going to New England. So where is New England then? Is Belichick ever going to win again?
Look at these questions.
Well, I said it yesterday.
Amazing.
Bills fan is loving this.
Oh, you guys, I'm in such
Me
a good
too.
Mood.
Me
I'm
too.
In my holiday sweater to match our set today. I'm all in a cheery mood. Bills go into Gillette Stadium and win. Doesn't get any better.
Oh, get out of here. We got to. Are you guys as uncomfortable with Happy Maggie as I am? This
you
is really creeping me out.
Listen, if the Bills keep getting people back healthy, I'm sorry, but get used to it. I'm going to be a happy fan.
Okay, so you're going to catch up where everybody else in the room was?
Bills won three road games in 12 days. Vaughn Miller not there. They get Epinesa and Rousseau back. They were excellent last night. If I can't be happy today, I'll never be happy.
That's true.
Be careful what you wish for. I mean, you've been talking to Maggie about being positive all year long, and she's finally positive, and you're saying it's creeping you out.
I can tell you a conversation. I don't know if it was on air 2 weeks ago, where the Bills were the Las Vegas favorites to win the Super Bowl, and Maggie's like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Literally. She couldn't understand. And just 2 days ago, you said the Chiefs are clearly winning the AFC.
Well, I mean, I still might think that, but... Here's the thing. Everyone abandoned the Bills, right?
Nobody abandoned the Bills. You
did.
Abandoned the Bills.
No, I never would. They got off the bandwagon when Josh Allen had a couple bad games, not thinking the Bills could have a run game. Hey, I didn't know the Bills had a run game either. This is new development for all of us. But now it's like the halfway people are gone. they're on to something else, and it's the true Bills fans who are.
Yeah,
left.
I mean, but they fell. What, did they fall below the Chargers in the Super Bowl odds? As I recall, no, they were one tie for one or two in Super Bowl odds.
No, they
this
fell
whole time.
They fell below the Chiefs.
They fell to two, but not in all books. They were right there at -450.
Well, the only book that matters, which is of course DraftKings Sportsbook.
Yeah, I'm just telling you that right now the Bills are really. I mean, everybody thought the Bills were going to the Super Bowl all year long and maybe a little bit off. But you can't jump back on now and be all optimistic. That's ridiculous.
No, I'm happy today. Optimism is a whole other thing. That's a foreign.
Okay. As long as
that's a foreign idea. Optimism. I'm happy today, though. Is this weird? What do you guys like better? Happy Maggie or depressed Maggie?
Have you seen that movie Smile? Where it's just like some creepy woman standing around smiling and everyone just doesn't know what to do about it and she ends up murdering him. Like, that's kind of.
I was the inspiration.
Yeah,
for that.
I'm kind of worrying right now. Like, smiling Maggie is kind of haunting my nightmares.
You know, it was somebody who was probably just like on my Instagram feed the day after the Bills beat New England. It's like, I have an idea for a movie. This weirdo woman keeps smiling. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. All right, Tom Brady, New England or not?
I can't believe they just compared you to Smile. You don't know this movie, do you? Because that's not a compliment.
I know. They were doing the promotion for it during the baseball playoffs, right? And they just would plant random women behind home plate to creepily smile.
Yeah, it's not good. My daughter wants to see it, and I won't let her because I'm scared of hearing what it's all about.
You'll have to go with her.
Isn't it about dentistry? No?
Yeah.
By the way, my daughter has picked up the habit I have where she doesn't watch scary movies, but she reads the Wikipedia accounts and now shares them with me right before she's about to go to bed. She's like, Daddy, I can't sleep. I'm like, why? She's just like, oh, I just read the plot to Midsommar. I'm like, well, what are you doing? Anyway.
Wait, hold on. Is the plot summary of a scary movie scary?
Totally.
Oof.
Yes.
I'm going to have to read a couple
right
now.
During the break, let's get the plot summary of like The Shining or something.
No, let's
just read it.
Let's
just
smile.
Or smile. And we'll see whether or not just reading a plot summary actually can freak someone out.
This is good because we got to knock Maggie off this pedestal. I can't deal with it for 3 hours. I'm almost rooting
bizarre.
For a minor injury in the Bills.
No, Vaughn Miller just went on IR. Come on. 855-212.
Oh, and if the Eagles lose this week, as I kind of expect them to, then it's misery. Misery.
Oh, Titans are pretty good. Eagles can't stop the run. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Okay, want to know what you think about these Brady back to New England. They're not even rumors, really. It's just a theory. We'll get to that in just a moment. Also, huge night tonight, obviously. Utah, USC. This is the one that could really shake up the college football playoff ranking. So want to get into that as well. We're going to do it early and often here on the Maggie and Perloff Show. Give us a call, 855-212-4CBS.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This season, for the first time, you can hear every Westwood One NFL broadcast stream live for free Mondays, Thursdays, Sunday nights. Holiday triple headers and every postseason game. Catch all the action on the Odyssey app, on westwoodonesports.com, via Westwood One station streams, or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports. It's all sponsored by AutoZone, the free AutoZone Fix Finder service. can help troubleshoot the cause of your pesky check engine light for free and get you back on the road. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. So, Maggie, you know that I kill way too much time watching ESPN. And they have this one graphic. I got to see if I can find it.
That's an interesting way to put it, yeah.
That they keep putting up about this All-State college football playoff predictor, or they have different terms for it. It's basically chance to make the Final Four.
Okay.
And they've been running this all week. And I don't know where their analytics come from, but they have Georgia at 99%, Michigan 99%, TCU 92%. The fourth team is Ohio State at 71%, then USC 20%. What the heck is that about? USC's favored tonight by 2.5 points. If they win, they are in. There's no conversation about it. It's
absolutely
done.
Yep.
So how, explain this to me. Then, by the way, Alabama, 14%. Then I saw another graphic where Alabama was 7%. How's Alabama anything above zero?
I have no idea. If I'm USC, I'm taking that personally. I mean, maybe they don't care about whatever someone's analytic, but this is that it's kind of ridiculous, right?
It's insane.
I mean, listen, neutral field, USC versus Utah, the rematch. The way that USC has been playing over the last several weeks, I mean, the momentum, if you believe in that, is all in favor of USC. They've got the best quarterback in the country. It's going to win the Heisman. And I know you like to poke fun at Lincoln Riley for his record in the college football playoff, but he gets to the college football playoff.
Yeah.
So I'm taking USC in this game. I think they're winning this game, and I think it's just going to end up being exactly the top four that we've had for the last week.
I mean, I think you, speaking of Lincoln Riley in the Final Four, I think it'd be great for USC if TCU lost to Kansas State. Very possible. And TCU fell to four, because I don't think USC wants to see Georgia in the first round.
No one wants to see Georgia.
Right, I think USC...
To be honest, Michigan's no picnic either.
For USC, I think there's a radical difference between those two. I mean, Illinois almost beat Michigan.
That's
Illinois
true.
Was not almost beating Georgia. I think, and Lincoln Riley's problem in the Final Four has always been the SEC. So I think that's why he left. That's why he left Oklahoma.
Well, I think the 20 mil a year.
But there are other reasons too. Utah is, all their losses are on the road. Dalton Kincaid, the guy who single-handedly torched USC, is hurt. Yep. He may or may not play the tight end for Utah.
Yep, he's so good.
But you know that I'm a Cam Rising super fan. He's back. He's healthy. He can run around, cause some havoc. I think there are legitimate questions. Is USC's defense any good? We have no idea. I mean, they're not great.
But is Utah's? I mean, yeah. These are all high-scoring games. So I'm not so much worried. Oh, you're talking about when USC gets to the Final Four
tonight.
No,
there's a chance Utah will run up and down the field on them. I think there's a very good chance of that. I mean, even if Caleb Williams is his usual brilliant self, there is a chance USC loses. It's only 2.5 point spread on a neutral field. So it's definitely a tight game. But I don't understand how this football power index can say anything except USC is a pretty strong favorite to get in.
I would think so. It almost feels like this is the final step of what's the right word I want to look for? Like a coronation or whatever for USC. Like, this completes the comeback for them. And to be honest, extremely dramatic comeback. I mean, just one season to make it to the Final Four, if they indeed win tonight and if things hold steady. I mean, don't we have to just look at that and kind of marvel? I know that USC is a legacy brand and a sleeping giant, but to turn things around in just one season? I mean, I know TCU is having a great year. I get all that. Yeah. But, I mean, for so long, there's been a lot of people trying to, you know, basically give USC life support and trying to get this program back to where it was. And now Lincoln Riley and Caleb Williams could have them in the Final Four in their first season.
Well, I mean, the only thing I would say about that is this is a product of the transfer portal, right?
Yep. And Jordan Addison.
Yeah. I mean, they got the top quarterback and the top wide receivers, two of the top wide receivers. So I think this would never have been possible in the old days, because Caleb Williams would have a sit a year.
Sure.
And I understand, like, TCU, I think, is a much bigger miracle. I mean, USC was a top 10 team to start the season, so we expected them to be good. The other thing I do think, and I think there's some questions about the Pac-12. I don't know that people don't know what to make of their wins in the Pac-12. I think there are some people who think that none of the defenses are good in the Pac-12.
Of course.
So I think it's a great story. I think TCU is the Cinderella story.
Yeah, no, they're the, like, okay, they get to be the Cinderella, sure. I mean, you kind of get two then, right? Because you get TCU and you would get USC, I think.
But how is USC a big Cinderella? I mean, they were preseason top 10. Their win total was 10, I think, on the year.
But still, I mean, they have not been a factor in terms of talking about college football championship in how long?
Yeah, but that's what happens when you bring over Caleb Williams and Lincoln Riley. I don't know. So do you, like, are you completely shocked that USC did this?
No, I'm not shocked. I think it was actually one of my bold predictions before the season started they were going to be in the Final Four. But I can still be impressed with what they're doing.
Yeah, I see. Okay, I am impressed. I want to see them win tonight. I just don't know what to make of who they've beaten. I'm not sure. I'd like to see them compete. I'd love to see how they match up against Michigan or Georgia. That would really give me a better idea of what they are. Because there's a chance. I mean, there is a chance they'd get blown out.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know.
I where are you getting that from? Because the defense is not very good? That's why they would get blown out?
I mean, I think the spread would be... What would the spread of Georgia-USC be? 18?
I don't know about that.
I don't know. I mean, okay, pull out the, what are the Lincoln Riley, what are the Oklahoma scores been in the Final Four? Those games aren't usually that close, are they?
No. Wait, speaking of which, do we also have the plot to smile? Okay, we'll get to that in just a second. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. I don't think that I don't think it would be 18 would be the spread between them and Georgia. I think it'd be something more like 10.5.
Okay.
Something
like
that.
Yeah, that makes more sense. But it'd be double digits.
Okay. Okay, so you're welcome to call us about USC. I'm way more on board on USC than you are. I've bought in. Like, I'm in. I'm in on TCU. I'm in on USC. I don't think we're getting blowouts. I think we're getting close games here. I mean, this is weird. Wait, who do I claim? I've loved TCU all year. I've been stumping for them. USC, I'm a believer in. But back when Georgia played Tennessee, the bet was whoever wins between Georgia and Tennessee, I get them versus the field. Georgia wins. So technically, I'm rooting for Georgia in this whole thing.
How about the Michigan team, too?
Michigan is the one team I don't have anything riding on. I can have Michigan.
Wait, we're just curious. What do you have riding on those other teams?
Well, you know, it's like I've been kind of behind them.
Pride.
Yes.
I think you have to go with USC. I mean, since you're a diehard, avid Cal fan, you have to go Pac-12, no?
Nah, I don't think it's like that. I'm not the person who roots for the rest of the conference. You know, like, I'm not happy, you know, just because someone from the Pac-12 made it. This is a strictly USC thing.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you can't go. Then you have to go almost anti-USC.
All right. So I guess I'm going TCU or Georgia.
Well, I would look at Michigan. They're a really feel-good story too.
They are. Yeah. But Michigan,
I mean, come on here. What are we doing
powerhouse
here? You're like, yeah. These are the four teams I'm backing, and you just named the final four teams.
You want to know what? You're rubbing off on me. That is totally a pearl off thing to do. You'd be like, well, and then all of a sudden you show up with a Michigan hat
Maggie,
tomorrow.
I would not rule out Ohio State. You might want to become a Buckeye fan, too.
And Alabama, who you always are pandering to.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Are you wearing the Bama shirt today?
Yeah. I am wearing my Alabama shirt. We have a 7%.
Yes.
Taking a long time to get that shirt.
Yeah, yeah. Alabama. So I'm not, you're lucky you didn't see any belly button there. But this is my last day where Alabama is still technically alive, so I have to wear the shirt. I'll wear it full time starting next segment. 7%, baby.
Mr. 7%.
I was thinking about the scenario. It has to be TCU loses by like 100 for this to happen.
Yes. There's no way that Alabama's getting in. Everyone just has
to. They have to leapfrog Ohio State also. So like Michigan and TCU have to get like crushed.
Well, USC losing, that immediately opens up. It's two spots. It's TCU is the only concern for Alabama. Because USC, a two-loss USC will not get in over a two-loss Alabama, I don't think.
Well, I made the case for that earlier in the week, but I don't.
Depends
think
on how they lose.
Maybe. But the TCU thing, something really dramatic has to happen. I don't know what it is. Maybe their coach punches a player in the third quarter. I don't know. Why are we at 7? Why are we at 7%?
Listen, just get ready for the Sugar Bowl. It's going to be fine, Alabama.
He just did the we with Alabama. I mean, I know that you've claimed Alabama as like your de facto team, but that a we? You don't even go we with the Eagles.
I love Alabama.
Loves winners. Loves front runners. Okay.
By the way, the Sugar Bowl, there's no way Bryce Young is playing in that game. So what's the point of even watching that game?
I would doubt it. I would doubt that he, number one overall pick, possibly. Will Anderson's probably not playing in it either.
Oh, I don't think Will Anderson would play in the Final Four. No, I think there's going to be a whole, I think the Bulls, with the 12-team playoff coming, I don't think we're going to see any players in the Bulls.
You don't want to see Jalen Milroe do his thing?
You know I love me
Yeah, so
Jalen
I think
Milroe.
I feel like that's a reason to watch Bama.
Yeah.
He loves him some everybody. Notice that?
He's a backup quarterback.
No, I understand. He's a backup.
I'm surprised he's not talking about Oregon State's backup quarterback, Chance whatever, who just entered the transfer portal. I mean,
no, Perloff updates about the transfer portal every morning when we walk into the office.
He's Hudson, like, Card.
I'm so fascinated.
Do you see Cade McNamara going to Iowa?
I think you're going to see 25 quarterbacks change hands. I think it's going to be the craziest, most entertaining thing ever.
It's going to be great. I have no idea if this is actually good for any of the quarterbacks or the young men, but it's going to be
really
fun
for
all
of
us.
Oh, no, it's great. They'll get a chance to play. They'll get better coaching. I cannot wait. Actually, I'm so psyched to have a college football offseason.
Are you getting better coaching at Iowa?
I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about the guys who, the next wave. There could be really, really good quarterbacks.
I love it. It's quarterback free agency.
If you're a quarterback, how are you going to Iowa? Is there any less interesting offense in the planet that is going to be able to showcase your skills? Maybe if you score 13 points a game, therefore you're a great quarterback at Iowa.
I'm going to think he probably didn't have a lot of great options. I don't think Brian Ferentz is going
to
be
the playoffs last year. I mean, that should be enough to get something.
I know. Okay, so before we went to break, we decided whether or not reading the plot of a scary movie can actually make you scared.
Yeah.
Perloff does this, and now his daughter Lucy is doing it. She's 12. Instead of watching the movie, reading the plot.
Yeah, she's not really allowed to watch the movies, mainly because she makes me... I do not like scary movies.
it's because you don't want to watch it that you're like, she's not allowed.
So the scariest one is this movie called Midsommar, which they actually remade a couple times. It's so terrifying.
Okay, well, Samter, you have the plot for what movie?
I have a few.
Okay.
The first one here is The Smile. I have not done Midsommar, so I don't have that one.
Okay,
but we can't read it out loud because it'll spoil too much, right?
Why? When did Smile come out?
Well, but it's also, it's a plot summary. It's not a full-on plot where it's breaking down the happenings of a...
Oh, but you can get that on Wikipedia. That's where it gets scary.
This is the stuff that's on Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay.
That, anybody can see if they're trying to determine whether or not they're going to watch a movie.
Okay, the plot summary for Smile, does this freak us out? Go, Sam.
After witnessing a bizarre, traumatic incident involving a patient, Dr. Rose Cotter starts experiencing frightening occurrences that she can't explain. As an overwhelming terror begins taking over her life, Rose must confront her troubling past in order to survive and escape her horrifying new reality.
I'm not scared. Just seeing a woman smile, though, in a freakish way, that would send me over the edge. That plot summary did nothing for me, though.
Yeah. No, it's not that. That's the tease. The plot summaries are actually bullet by bullet of all the murders and everything terrible that happened.
Good, lovely.
I don't know what that was. But
that's the teaser. But, the plot summary is 5 paragraphs long.
We're not going
to 15 minutes to read the whole thing.
I didn't invent
this. And it would spoil everything.
This is a Mina Kimes thing. She did come up with it.
Oh, did she?
She scares herself reading horror movie Wikipedia plots. But they are
I didn't know that's where you learned it.
I did it before, but she made it public. Yeah, I'm telling you, that I don't know what that was. But I could make you scared. I'll send you one in the break that you have to read.
Well, I'll tell you, when I saw that article about The Watcher, which is on Netflix, I think, about the house that is haunted in New Jersey, I read the article and was so scared just by reading the article that I insisted that my husband read the article just so we could talk about it, so I didn't have to sit with it myself.
Yeah, no, you're right.
That's how scared I was from the article.
Terrifying.
I haven't watched it.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Of course not. Just read the plot.
I did read the plot.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Okay, coming up, which NFL game is the most important of the weekend? We'll get to an awesome Week 13 slate in just a moment. Time for a CBS Sports Update. Here's Rich Ackerman.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time to ask the pros, where you, the listener, gets to ask us a question, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply check out the link, cbssportsradio.com/askthepros, or tweet your question at CBS Sports Radio using the hashtag AskThePros. Be listening later in the show where we might answer your question. All right, we're getting geared up for tonight. USC Utah, give us a call. If you have any thoughts on how Ohio State or Alabama sneaks into this Final Four, which I'm telling
you,
Maggie,
giving hope where none exists.
The ESPN FPI, Football Power Index,
yes, which
loves
we all...
Ohio State. Give us a call, 855-212-4227, 855-212-4CBS. Yeah, the Football Power Index. Don't doubt the FPI.
Yeah, who am I to challenge the Football Power Index? How dare I? Let's go to New Orleans. Big John is on the phone. We got a Big Dave in Kentucky who calls us. Now we got Big John. John, I think we're going to have to go height and weight, bud. What are you coming in at?
I'm coming in at 6'1 and 425 pounds.
You are the man. Go ahead. What do you want to talk about?
I'm like a lumberjack. But anyway, Maggie, I got a question for you. And I'm not trying to be sarcastic when I say this.
Sure.
Y'all on the radio talking about USC and TCU and all of this. They play a bunch of passes all year long, and you can chop it up all you want. I could see five teams in the SEC that would be favored more than a touchdown against any one of these teams. They play passes. They go nowhere. I know y'all out there on the West Coast and USC. Put South Carolina up against TCU or USC, and I guarantee you they would be favored. I mean, it's a joke what y'all talking about. You're supposed to get the four best teams, not the four best records. And I don't know where y'all coming from on the radio with USC and TCU. They're going to get crushed by whoever they play.
Well, I mean, John, okay. Yeah, your point. And Perloff's pointing at me.
Big John, I'm wearing an Alabama shirt yes. as we speak. I'm with you,
buddy. Perloff thinks that Alabama should be in with four losses just because we know how good they are. And I get it historically. But don't you want to reward teams for having good seasons? And I don't think you can say that about the Pac-12. The most current college football playoff rankings, top 25, Big John, the Pac-12 has the most teams. They have six to the SEC's five, to the Big Ten's three, to the ACC's four, to the Big 12's three. So obviously the committee who's crunching the numbers, who's never had love for the Pac-12, all of a sudden finds that conference very competitive.
Maggie, what would be the point spread if, say, Alabama played USC right now?
I mean, John, you and I both know, of course, Alabama's going to be favored. And they'll probably be favored by more than a touchdown. You're right. But here's the thing.
What about Tennessee?
Okay, but here's the thing.
What about LSU?
Those teams, they know what conference they're in. They know the bar they've set. They know the schedule they have. And Alabama fell short. LSU fell short. Tennessee, unfortunately, Hendon Hooker got hurt. They fell short.
Maybe what they ought to do then is just schedule a bunch of nobodies like USC and TCU and all of that. They can go 11-0, and then the Pac-10 and all of these other conferences would just be nothing then, right?
Well, I mean, listen, in Michigan, too, they don't schedule anybody. They beat Ohio
Michigan
State.
When's the last time Michigan won?
What's that? When the last time they won
a
college?
The last time Michigan won a championship.
Well, we'll see. Maybe they win this year. I don't know. But
I'll tell you what. I'll give you 15 points in Michigan against any SEC team.
Listen, John, you want
Vanderbilt too?
Yes. Vandy looked kind of spry at the end of the year, actually.
I didn't give you 20 points.
Okay, John, so you know what? Then in your world, then the SEC championship is the champion.
You got it.
All right, I think we figured it out.
Well, then, John, also, we're going to 12, so this will solve that problem, and it should be, I mean, if it's not six SEC teams, then they're doing something wrong.
Well, you know what I think? What I hope, you know, we talked about this yesterday. Would you rather have it stay at four or go to 12? And I said stay at four. But one thing I will say about them expanding to 12, and this is a little to Big John's point, I hope that more teams schedule tough out-of-conference games because they realize now there's a bit of a grace. You know, you have room now for two losses or three losses, and you could still get in with 12 teams. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you could also schedule a bunch of patsies
and walk nobody's
in.
Right.
To catch 22, I'm not sure in that scenario that one way or the other will help. But I wouldn't expect
more teams to challenge themselves?
I don't think so, because the committee said that we really respect out-of-conferencing, and then they completely ignored their criteria.
No, that's what they do. Big John, thanks so much for the call. Have yourself a great weekend. Yeah, listen, I mean, a lot of people, I think, think the way that Big John does, which is the SEC, which we know is the premier conference in the country. There's no way that I'm going to argue that. They are the premier college football conference, but they are not, listen, they're not just going to make the SEC champion the champion. And even then, Alabama wouldn't be in it.
Well, I mean, so they kind of are going to make the SEC champion the champion.
Sure. Well, I think
the SEC champion will be the champion. They have been it's either Clemson or the SEC champion. For the last, 9 years?
Or Ohio State.
Yeah, well, 2014 Ohio State, then it's been Clemson, SEC. So even 12, it's going to be the best team in the SEC. He's going to win every year. Are we all agreed on that?
Yeah, but I guess like I don't have a solution here for people who are fans of the SEC. And you think it's, and you know
it's
the
12. Premier. 12 would be perfect.
Okay, but you're still going to, like, if you're talking about who plays a tougher schedule, yes, of course the SEC teams beat up on each other. That's just part of it. So you're going to put in, what, a 5-loss SEC team or a 4-loss SEC team in over a Pac-12 team that's got one loss?
Yeah, I think you're going to start. Well, 2 losses. I think 1 loss is tough, especially if they win the conference championship. But, yeah, you have 12. You definitely could have, you'll definitely have 3-loss SEC teams, and it should be that way.
And I think it will be, but it's like, how far do you want this to go, right? Like, do you want Ole Miss, and do you want...
I mean, it'd be great. If Lane Kiffin stays at Ole Miss, I expect them to make this 12.
I'm just saying, like, if that's what fans of the SEC want, right? They want it to go at least 5 deep in the SEC.
And it probably will.
And it probably will. You're right. Let's go to Pete, is in Pennsylvania. What's up, Pete?
Hey, just checking in again.
How's it going?
Oh, pretty good. You know what? I'm sorry. You know, I love some of these SEC teams, but they don't deserve a chance after they've had 2, 3, 4 losses. And let's not forget, they've had their own scheduling snafus where they've scheduled the cupcakes and the easy wins. Alabama probably had at least 2 to 3 wins, not to take anything away from, you know, how great they were, but they talk about people will talk about the Pac-10 and the Big 12 and the Big 10 cake schedule. I mean, you know, the SEC has their own version of it too, and it's not always
Absolutely.
A conference.
Sure. No, Austin Peay, the Louisiana Monroes, we know what Alabama does, but you know what? To be fair, like, everyone does it, and also, and not that I'm saying Alabama's being so altruistic here, but when someone goes in, Austin Peay comes in to get slaughtered by Alabama, basically funds the Austin Peay athletic department for the whole year.
Yeah,
we know how this works.
Those aren't going to change. You're right. Yeah. And by the way, I think we should state that the SEC also does cupcakes. We knew that as well.
They all do.
Yeah, it's not like Michigan was particularly weak this year, but
well, and Michigan also paid to get out of their home and home with UCLA.
And also, I think that makes Michigan a real wild card in this Final Four. I mean, we really do not all these teams and. Georgia's, this is not odd. I think Georgia's, 20% down from last year's team, 30% down? They're probably going to win the championship. But last year's Georgia team would slaughter this year's Georgia team.
Well, I mean, you send 12 guys to the NFL, like, that's going to happen. But the defense has still been very good. It's maybe not what it was last year.
I mean, they've had these competitive games that they didn't really have last year against, like, a Missouri. So it's been a weird, weird year. It's a weird year not having Ohio State, Alabama, and Clemson in there. Maybe that's the future.
The parity. You've talked about it, how NIL, the transfer portal.
I mean, I assume those schools will be back. They'll have their chance. They have tons. They're dominating the recruiting classes still.
Yeah, don't worry. Your Alabama Crimson Tide will be, they'll be back on top.
Well, I mean, I think they're going to get a huge boost by one specific thing. Bill O'Brien better get a job elsewhere.
Maybe he'll go back to New England and Brady will go back and they can scream at each other on the sidelines again from now to the end of time.
Well, there's another issue. Josh McDaniels gets fired in Vegas. Sorry, Stu. Does he go to Alabama or does he go back to New England?
Yes, Stu. Are you getting Stu's starting the letter writing campaign to get him ousted? You don't think they're really firing McDaniels after 1 year?
Wait. Well, I think they're getting healthy and they could win some games, but yeah, definitely.
Stu, you think so? Josh McDaniels out after a season?
I would like to see maybe a move, but I think it's a 2-year plan.
2-year? Okay. Well, all right, so Josh McDaniels. I'm trying to figure out, so Alabama is
You need
great.
A place for Bill O'Brien to go.
We need Bill O'Brien gone.
How about this? You have fired Cliff Kingsbury, goes to Alabama to the OC.
Be perfect.
Yeah.
Former Patriot, Belichick guy. That'd be, that would make a lot of sense. I don't know. Everyone's going to want Cliff as their OC, so.
Yeah. First of all, he hasn't been fired yet. We're just kind of foreshadowing.
Yeah, it's a good one. I like it. Cliff Kingsbury.
So we still need a place for Bill O'Brien to go.
Remember, Bill O'Brien is very recently was considered a strong candidate to get an NFL job next year or a head coaching job in college.
Yeah.
maybe he did great. He was amazing at Penn State. So I think he could get a college job as well. I'm hoping. I really, I don't know why. By the way, I've never been.
You want to get Bill O'Brien away from Alabama.
I became the ultimate Alabama fan in the last hour is kind of mysterious.
The fact that you had the T-shirt on was just like you were ready to go today.
I was going through my drawer today, and I was reading how Alabama had this outside shot, which I didn't understand. I'm like, well, this is the last day that Alabama has any relevance whatsoever.
Can I ask one more question about Bill O'Brien, though? We know that he's a good offensive coach, right? Did he just forget everything? How does that happen?
Well, they've scored a ton of points this year, but they have to be.
But their receivers aren't as good as we thought they were going to be. The penalties, all that stuff.
I mean, he's obviously not a great college coordinator like Sark was.
855-212-4CBS. Coming up, we will get to the NFL game. That's the most important this weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.